thing that got the most attention was when she talked about her love life. And then she started naming names. The day the squirrel went berserk in the First Sub Baptist Church in that sleepy little town of Pascagoula. It was a fight for survival that broke out in revival. They were jumping pews and shouting, hallelujah. Well, seven deacons and the pastor got saved, and $25,000 got raised, and 50 volunteered for missions in the Congo on the spot. And even without an invitation, there were at least 500 rededications, and we all got rebaptized, whether we needed it or not. Now you've heard the Bible story, I guess, how he parted the waters for Moses to pass, all the miracles God has wrought in this old world. But the one I'll remember till my dying day is how he put that church back on the narrow way with a half-crazed Mississippi squirrel. The day the squirrel went berserk in the First Self-Righteous Church in that sleepy little town of Pascagoula. It was a fight for survival that broke out in revival. They were jumping pews and shouting, hallelujah. The day the squirrel went berserk in the First Self-Righteous Church in that sleepy little town of Pascagoula. It was a fight for survival that broke out in revival.
I'm sure we all missed Dad today on Father's Day, the first Father's Day since he went home. I do want to express thanks to all the King's Houses up in the San Francisco region who faithfully tend the room where Dad's remains lie. I have this message from Vallejo. It says, Pastor, at the Cathedral Chapel at Berkeley today, there were 5 dozen long-stem roses of 5 different colors and 7 fresh bouquets in Pop Scott's room, an additional gift of 2 topiary trees with lavender blooms and lavender blue espaliered plants with lavender blue blooms. And as always, they met there in the Cathedral Chapel to listen to the service live on big screen. Thank you to all of you in the San Francisco, Berkeley area that so faithfully maintain the Scott Room at Sunset Mausoleum and are there each Sunday to participate in the service in the Cathedral Chapel. We miss Dad, but he's the lucky one. He's home. So we'll show some of the pictures from the day of his memorial service at the Cathedral Chapel. While you continue to get on the telephone, we're up now to 91. Get it over 200.
You may write Dr. Scott at Post Office Box 1, Los Angeles, California, 90053, the United States. That is, Dr. Gene Scott, P.O. Box 1, Los Angeles, California, 90053, the United States.
Last one for a moment. Callaway's Caper is always a favorite. 8 times world champion. That was Larry Hodge on Whirlwind. Remember, we sought the Fifi Genius Cup. It had not been retired in 20 years when Reddy Kilowatt won it first. We determined to try to win it. It took us 5 years. And the last time, because you had to win it 3 times to retire it, we knew that Michelle McFarlane of Scripps Howard fame and Steve McFarlane, the Winchester heir, both had won it twice. We had won it twice. Very difficult to win because it c- can only, it's a four-year-old class, and you're only 4 years once. So that meant you had to have three superb horses over a period of years in their four-year-old year to win it. And when Reddy won it, and we marched out on the field with that big silver cup, I sort of said in my heart, as Bobby Drennan, the manager, said, some of the greatest horses ever to enter the ring are on this cup, congratulating Reddy winning it. And I said in my heart, well, we're going to see if we can retire it. And everybody knew that, so the whole nation challenged us. It became the area where, early in the spring, the four-year-olds showed off each year. And I knew last year we were within, well, that was it. Michelle was in there. If we didn't win it, she would, and it would be retired. And I, trainers ride in that class. It's four-year-olds. The horses are not full-grown until they're six or seven. We had Whirlwind. And he's now a little older, he's five, but he was our competing four-year-old. And I remember Chris coming up before the class, says, I'd like to win this for you, Doc. And I said, okay. I mean, I wanted to win too. And so she went out an amateur on Whirlwind. And when she won it, there was bedlam in the stands and snot and tears all over the ring. So this is, you're seeing Whirlwind with Larry Hodge up, let it go. But you get back on the telephone. I know you're enjoying watching the horses. That's okay if you've made your call and said I'm one of the 3,000 you can count on. If you're not, I hope you get your arms paralyzed for 5 hours and go blind for six. Then I hope you get okay after that. But you're not supposed to be watching until you first call. We're not on some entertainment crusade this afternoon. It's testing time. Come on. Some of you are flunking. Get on the phone. See Chris on Hot Copy in a few minutes. Hot Copy should have a good year this year. It'll be the first year he's approaching full grown. There's a three-year-old. He was not only world champion, but the three-year-old five-gated horse of the year by vote of the Association of Horse Trainers across America. He went on to be the four-year-old world champion. And last year, in his fifth year, with an amateur aboard for the first time, Christine rode him to the Ladies Gilding World Championship. Now six. He should be coming into his full stride. You'll also see Mr. Perfection, who the year previously as a three-year-old was a three-year-old five-gated horse of the year. Last year he won the World Championship five-gated Kentucky County Fair class that required competing in at least five county fairs in Kentucky to qualify for the World Championship, which he won on the opening Sunday. You'll see him with Larry Hodge aboard again sometime today or tonight. I'm telling you, the University Network equestrian team is ready. They'll know we're there, win or lose. I'd like to know you're there. Get on telephone. There's Hot Copy. Three-year-old world champion, three-year-old five-gated horse of the year, four-year-old world champion, five-year-old ladies gilding world champion, now 6 years old, starting this year.
Cause we're the kind, when we set our minds, we're gonna do it a bus. Say we ain't half bad, but two old cats like us.
Now,
when you get it itching to play,
mm-hmm, and singing those songs like a hey, good looking tell me what I say.
That'll work. We can take it to the limit or take it back to the bus. Ain't no problem for two old cats like us.
For a free copy of Dr. Scott's magazine, The Truth About, or the University Cathedral Pulpit, call 1-800-338-3030 in the United States. From outside the United States, call Collect to area code 818-240-8151. Those phone numbers again are 1-800-338-3030 in the United States, and outside the United States, call Collect to area code 818-240-8151.
Let's go prowling.
All right.
All right, we're now at 100. Let's keep going. You're on the telephone.
Never had much luck with love and romance. I guess it's always been that way. But I've been seriously thinking about slipping on a velvet glove. I know it's strange, but my luck's about to change. 'Cause what we got here is true love. Thing on my mind. This is a permanent condition of the most serious kind.
You've been listening to Dr. Gene Scott. For a free copy of Dr. Scott's magazine, The Truth About, write to Dr. Gene Scott, Post Office Box 1, Los Angeles, California, 90053, United States of America. That's Post Office Box 1, Los Angeles, California, 90053, United States of America. You can call Collect from anywhere in the world to area code 818-240-8151. That number again, area code 818-240-8151. This has been Dr. Gene Scott on the University Network. Dr. Scott will be continuing on Westar 5, Transponder 1X, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
Thank you.
For those of you just joining us, this is Dr. Gene Scott's program, which is already in progress.
Shysters for Jesus do anything to raise their budget. We take pride in the fact that when people ask you, how do we raise our budget, you say our pastor sits there and smokes cigars and we look at horses and he won't teach until the money comes in first. You pay for the last teaching, then you get this one. Now, I want us to get this out of the way early this week. Don't faint on me and don't lag. We are, now you who watch on Channel 56, we're on every night at 9 p.m. to 1 a.m. on Channel 30 here locally in Los Angeles. Shortwave radio across two-thirds of the world. Run a camera up on that map. You'll see where we're booming out of. Both sides of the United States, out of the Caribbean, and out of northern Israel. We're already covering two-thirds of the world. From 8 p.m. to midnight every night on shortwave, 9785 West Coast time, and every night from 10 p.m. to 4 a.m., frequency 7520, and then from 4 a.m. to 6 a.m., we boom out, aimed right into the heart of the British Isles, into London, about noontime. 15690 is the frequency. If you're thinking of going into the Middle East or to Israel, the Voices of Faith will give you the frequency and the hours that were heard each night booming out of northern Israel. Now, I have a message that says the Radio Shack DX440, the kind that I've demonstrated here so many times, has been on sale again for $149 instead of the regular $199 price. But the sale ends today. So when this festival closes in about 26 minutes, you descend on all the Radio Shacks in your area. Get a shortwave radio, then you can listen every night to the teaching. Get this goal out of the way today and I'll be able to teach all week long. I want to get into the Lost Tribes again and start the pyramid teaching that will parallel at this time, but only if we get the tuition out of the way first. Now get on the telephone.
Well, since my baby left me, well, I found a new place to dwell. Well, it's down at the end of Lonely Street, that Heartbreak Hotel. Well, I'll be just a lonely baby. Well, I'm so lonely. I'll be just a lonely, I could die. Oh, it's crowded, you still can find some room for broken-hearted lovers to cry there in the gloom. Be so, be so lonely, baby. Be so lonely, be so lonely, or they could die. Man, the bellhop's tears keep flowing, and the desk clerk's dressed in black. Well, they've been so long on the street, they'll never, never look back and think of so. You're so lonely, baby. Well, you're so lonely. Well, you're so lonely, and you could die.
Well, if your baby
You got a tale to tell. Or just take a walk down the lonely street to Heartbreak Hotel, where you will be. Where you'll be just a lonely baby. Where you'll be lonely. You'll be so lonely, you could die.
From West Star 5, Transponder 1X, this is Dr. Gene Scott on the University Network. It's the unchanneled 24 hours a day. West Star 5, Transponder 1X.
Get on the telephone!
Well, ever since the day that time began, there's been this thing between a woman and a man. Well, I don't know, but I do believe that started in the garden with Adam and Eve. Samson and Delilah had their fling till she cut his hair and clipped his wing. It don't matter how the story's told, love stays young and can't grow.
Let me tell you about love, about the moon and the stars above. It's what we've all been dreaming of. Let me tell you about love.
Well, Bonaparte and Josephine, I believe they had a pretty good scene. Till she said, Bonaparte, we're through. That's when he met his Waterloo. Julie, baby, and Romeo fell in love and stole the show. I know they are history, but there ain't been nothing like you and me.
Let me tell you about love, about the moon and stars above. It's what we've all been dreaming of.
Let me tell you about love. Let me tell you about love.
In the United States, call 1-800-338-3030. That's 1-800-338-3030. In Canada, the West Indies, Mexico, and the rest of the world, you may call Collect at area code 818-240-8151. That's area code 818-240-8151.
If it wasn't for the love between cats and chicks, this world wouldn't amount to much without a hug, a kiss, and a tender touch. And
let me tell you about love, about the moon and stars above. It's what we've all been dreaming of.
Let me tell you about love.
Let me tell.
Yeah. Now, California, wake up. I mean, I know California goes to bed with the chickens. Give it to them. Give them a better dose than that. I mean, it's too early to go to bed with the chickens. They do it, but it's too early. Give them a treatment. Now get on the telephone. There wasn't a real rooster in that crowd.
Rolling down Highway 95, sailing through a hometown countryside. Move on over, stay in the side, my cruise control.
You may write Dr. Scott at Post Office Box 1, Los Angeles, California, 90053, the United States. That is Dr. Gene Scott, P.O. Box 1, Los Angeles, California, 90053, the United States. Dr. Scott preaches every Sunday morning in the Los Angeles University Cathedral on Broadway between 9th and Olympic in the heart of downtown Los Angeles.
through. And just about the time he got the words out, an old boy jumped up and closed his mouth and used his head for a mop and his butt for a broom. It was an attitude adjustment. I guess it was his first time. An attitude adjustment. Now he understands just fine. He got bent out of shape, then he opened his mouth and just one appointment straightened right out. It was an attitude adjustment. Oh, it'll work every time. Now I've got this big old brother-in-law, and me and him just never did get along, cause he wants to be sure I'm treating his sister right. He got drunk one night, started beating me up, and I went and got tire tool out of the truck and laid him out as cold as a block of ice. It was an attitude adjustment, and it'll work every time. An attitude adjustment, I made him see the light. Now he says I'm his kind of man, and he comes around me with his hat in his hand. It was an attitude adjustment, I carried all his family pride. My girlfriend slapped me in the face, and I said, darling, that was your first mistake. And then she went wild and her eyes turned red. She started breaking everything and screaming loud and kicking me and cussing me out, and I gave her a little adjustment on the top of the head. It was an attitude adjustment. Oh, she loves on me all the time. Just an attitude adjustment. She's got a whole new frame of mind. Just an attitude adjustment. Oh, everything's just fine. Well, almost. She called the cops to take me in, and I said, you're never gonna do it, friend. And they just smiled and said, oh, yes, we will. Now, a stick to the head and some kicks to the shins and several bites by Ren 10-10, and I couldn't wait to get into that jam. It was an attitude adjustment. Oh, I went along peacefully. Adjustment, they made me clearly see. Cause my head is black and my legs are blue, and both kneecaps are bit clean through. It was an attitude adjustment. It made my whole outlook brand new. Just an attitude adjustment. It makes your whole outlook brand new. Yes,
sir. All right, we're at 107,000. Now, by the time we join the Superstation tonight at 10 o'clock out of Fort Worth and all the other stations that join us in that two-hour segment, and we will not replay today's message, no more replays, you come to the cathedral to hear it, I'm going to find something that adequately terrorizes the congregation that I did about a year ago and play it. No more do you stay up to date. Today was a special message because it was Father's Day. But as I've been telling you, I'm returning to preaching in Daniel and Revelation on last day events. If you want to get straightened out in all the confusion these other people are giving you, you're going to have to come to the cathedral. I mean, they got them going through the tribulation, escaping it, amillennialists, premillennialists, upper millennialists, downer millennialists. I mean, a bunch of them have stayed confused ever since I stopped about a year ago. They followed me by 2 weeks, and then I quit. And they've been flying blind ever since. And I'm not going to let them listen to me this time. You come to the cathedral if you're going to get the rest of it. That's just the way it is. Well, I'm going to play a new song for you now. Get on telephone.
I want to know.
I want to know that Jesus welcomes me there.
I do not want.
I do not want to be bad.
Well, I want to live.
Let me live in that city so fair.
That's enough.
That's enough for me to know.
Well, I want to know.
I want to know that Jesus welcomes me there.
I do not want.
I do not want to be bad.
Well, let me live.
Let me live in that city so fair.
Enough.
That's enough for me to know.
I do not
place to be, there to go. If from earth I know he'll call me, oh Lord,
that's enough for me.
That's when Buddy Burton was a kid. Buddy's here now. He's got a little gray in his hair. Get over the piano, Buddy. Come over here. You think you can do a bar of that? That's what I said. Pull that microphone up. You think you can do a bar of that?
Well, it wouldn't sound exactly right.
Quartet, but no. These people have to hear the words.
Well, we get Jake in here and we'll do it.
I intended to bring him in, but I want to hear you at least start a bar.
All right, I'll do it. I want to know that he will welcome me there. He's right out there in the hall.
Get old Jake in here. You got any more microphones in here? Find one quick.
There's one.
Go over here and help, Craig. Get that microphone here. A couple of you big guys go out and carry Jake in here. Come on, Jake. Get that song going. Work. You just, all you need to know is I want to know. I've been 16 years trying to figure out what it is they want to know about.
They want to know if Jesus will welcome them there.
Well, yeah, I know that, but there's a phrase in there that God can't figure out.
Neither did we, Doc.
Go with it.
All right, here we go.
You going to sing bass, man? That key, raise it in.
All right, you mean sing the bass?
I hate singers that try to figure out what they're going to sing before they sing it.
I want to know.
I want to know that Jesus welcomes me there.
I do not want to be denied.
Come on, you guys. You honkies, let these black folks get the beat first. Wait till they got the beat, then get with them. Go.
Well, I want to know.
I want to know that Jesus welcomes me there.
I do not want to be denied.
Yes, yes, let me live.
Let me live
in that city so fair. That's enough for me to know.
Well, I want to know.
I want to know that Jesus welcomes me there.
I do not want to be denied.
Well, let me live.
Let me live
in that city so fair.
That's enough.
That's enough for me to know.
I want to know.
I want to know that Jesus welcomes me there.
I do not want to be denied.
Let me live
in that city so fair.
That's enough.
That's enough for me to know.
Now, we'll be closing out the live time in 3 minutes and 25 seconds. You figure out anything you want to sing.
All right.
And then sing it.
All right. Do you remember that song, I Thank My Savior For It All? We thought about singing and decided we didn't know well enough to sing it.
Good. I like it to learn.
Okay.
Right here.
There's a million things I'd like to do to serve my Lord. There's a million sinful
pleasures I cannot afford. All the worldly things I might achieve, though great or small, I can thank my God because I know He owns it all.
When the sun goes down and the night shades fall, I thank my God. In the fall or spring, every little thing I thank. Savior for it all. When the time shall come for me to go to meet my King, when it seemed that I can almost hear the home bells ring, I will then review the worldly deeds that I have done, and I'm gonna thank my that He conducted everyone.
When the sun
goes down and the night times fall, I thank my God. In the fall or spring or every little thing, I thank my God. When it seems like trouble all to turn me aside, I can ask for help and rest assured I'll not be denied. When it seems that all the work I've done has been in vain, then I think of what the price was paid when Christ was slain. Every morning, evening, noon, or night, matters not what may befall, I will sing and thank my Savior for it.
University Network from Los Angeles, California, United States of America, presents Dr. Gene Scott.
Hello. I now have sound. Well, it's nice to surprise people once in a while with going live at 2 o'clock. It's been such a long time that nobody really believes we'll ever do it. Believe you me, before this day is over, there will be a lot of believers. God was on this corner before we got here, but